My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Niall Horan, thank you for Dave taking Moore. Me out to such a fancy restaurant for our date.
Thank you, are so welcome. I've always wanted to do this with you.
You've made an effort, and I've made an effort because I'm in jeans, which I never wear.
That's true.
But I did for you.
Yeah, fair play to
you. So we're both making an effort.
Usually in your birthday suit.
Yeah, well, that or short. Yeah. You're back.
We're back, baby. Like, he never left.
Yeah. There's album, there's tours, there's singles. Also, you're back in Ireland.
Yeah.
We'll get to the album tours and the singles in a sec, right? But just about Ireland.
Like, yeah.
It's home, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been home for so long.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you do? Go for an audition for a TV show? You've never lived here.
Never come back.
Literally.
I'm here enough, you know, I don't want to say I'm here enough, but I'm here enough to keep, you know, to be in the know, in the touch, you know.
Absolutely.
Watching enough Irish TV. I'm as Irish as they come, so I don't worry about ever losing that.
No, you never will.
No.
But I think people sometimes just forget. For some people, though, you know that career has taken you from the island, whoever they're, whether they're actors in Hollywood or, you know, musicians like yourself who've gone on. And the fact that you are still a Mullingar man,
abroad,
that makes us all so happy.
No, I love it. Yeah, no, I love being the mad little fella flying the flag. It's something that I just love being Irish. Everyone knows it. I make a big song and dance of it everywhere I go.
And we're very grateful for you. Very grateful for doing it. Okay, let's talk Dinner Party. So every album an artist releases is a snapshot of a time.
Yeah.
What's that time for you now with this record? Where were you when this was being created? Where were you in your life? Physically, where were you? What was going on?
Yeah, I think sound-wise, it's kind of mostly based off, first of all, I find pop music is getting more live.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one for me.
Huge,
and I've been trying to do that for a long time, but without, you know, scaring anyone away.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's gotten to that point because it's allowed me to kind of feed into more of the influences that I've, you know, always wanted to. I think learning from my previous tour that I did in 24 was a big one. Like seeing the crowd in front of me, like what they get off on, what, you know, I think that's huge.
Would I be right in saying that on the first album, you balladed it up, then toured it, and realized that you're still making those realizations on the tour in 24? That's amazing that you're still picking up on those little
things. Oh, absolutely, yeah, you know, and even more in 24, being that bit more conscious, looking around the room, you know, and taking it all in. Definitely, like, I realized after the first album that I needed to, you know, to make a gig of this, I wanted to have a bit of rock in there, and definitely probably more so than ever is in this album. It's rockier than probably it's ever been.
You've always toured with a band. You've always had the sense around. I know it's Niall Horan, but it's you fronting a band.
Yeah,
and so there's always been that live kind of element. So
100%. I think like anyone that would come and watch a show would say like it was great to see the songs come to life, and I think this is the first album where the songs are already alive, and when we play them live, it'll, you know, it'll make more sense. That was a big thing. And then, like, you know, being in the relationship I'm in and like learning every day through that is a big thing. Like the fun times, the bad times, you know, they're like all the little moments that make up life are a big part of this, I think. Yeah.
And when you've got the single Dinner Party, right?
Yeah.
So give us a little bit of the inspiration behind that.
It's about the first night I met my girlfriend, and just kind of the lyric does exactly what it says in the tin, kind of in a way it tells you exactly what happened. But having written that song, I was like, nah, this is like, that night is now not just a single night. It's not just sat around a table. It now has fed every other song that I've written. You know, every song that I will go to write now.
Gotcha.
I wrote that song last May or something like that, and then the album started to take shape off the back of that, because I knew
that happens though, isn't it?
Yeah,
you need like Heartbreak Weather. I remember you saying about that when we talked about Heartbreak Weather. You said the concept came to you, and then the songs fed off that. So this is a similar thing.
Kinda, right? Yeah. But I'd written a lot up to that point, and it didn't. None of it was making sense. It were just songs. Then once you get that one, you know where the Venn diagram is, if you like. That was really cool to then get an understanding, because then you know every time you go back in what you're missing.
Yeah.
Like, I need that angle.
Okay, brilliant.
I need that angle. So it was, it was really cool. It feels like the most, you know, 1 to 12, the most complete. I don't hate this phrase, body of work.
Yeah, no, that's what it
is. Do you know what I mean? Well, it is, but
am I right in thinking, as it feels like it to me, is it the most Niall Horan we've had so far? If I put that in inverted commas.
Yeah, I would say so. I think there's, like, I find the easiest songs to write when I just pick up the guitar and play, you know, some of the, I don't know if the track list, is the track list out at this point? No.
No.
Okay. I find it a lot easier to, like, sit down with an acoustic guitar and write, you know, thankfully sometimes these things come in 15 or 20 minutes.
Sure.
But I also love high energy gigs some of my favorite music of all time is big high energy stuff. So I've always kind of, I feel like that's one thing I've always done, is kind of like had a bit of light and shade and threw out an album.
Think of this album that we don't know much about yet, but you know backwards. Is there a song on this album? Right, I'm a massive metalhead, right? Mm-hmm. Boy bands and death metal, they're my favorite things, right? Is there a song on this record you think would transfer best to a metal version? So tell us now.
Yeah.
You can say the track number. You don't have to say the name. You can say the track number, and then we'll know to look for it.
Track one.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think you're going to like track one.
I think I am. I definitely think I am.
Track one's the closest thing to a metal song I've got.
Okay, well, then I'm definitely...
So, that's as good as I can get for you, I'm afraid.
Who have you collaborated with on the album? Are you allowed to tell us those kind of things? Because, like, we heard Miles Smith, obviously. That's an incredible tune, man. I love it so much.
Thank you.
Who else are we going to see dotted around it?
There's no, like, direct collaborations on the album.
What about songwriting collaborations? Writing with people?
I work with John Ryan and Julian Bennett, who I've always worked with. Yeah. And they're on a bit of a roll at the minute. They've all the Sabrina Carpenter stuff, all the Teddy Swim stuff. John wrote So Easy to Fall in Love by Olivia Dean with Olivia. And then Amy Allen, who's on the same roll with them guys. They're on a bit of a... Yeah, they're doing their thing at the minute. Steph Jones, who's also part of that Sabrina thing. Yeah, no, I these are all people that I've worked with for a very long time. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I also like to feel like comfortable if I come in with an idea that I'm not just sharing it with a lot of randomers.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But also, do you have a power of veto? Like, you know what I mean? Because ultimately, you're the one who has to put his face and name and sing it every night. Like, if there's a lyric in there you're not feeling, everyone in the room is going, no, this is the lyric. And you just go, nah.
I do it probably more often than I should, you know. Like, I should probably let them win sometimes. But yeah, the old stubbornness kicks in every now and then.
Rightly so. Why not? And we've live dates. 2-3 arena dates.
Yes.
Dude, like, I don't think I've missed you.
No, you haven't.
Live, and I've been to every show, including even the sound check. You brought my young Flint to the sound check in the 3 Olympia back then.
Yeah.
But honestly, I love your show so much, because I think it was because it always gave us an insight into that more performy, live, rockier version of Niall that we got on record.
Yeah.
So when you approach something like this now, with this new record and this new body of work, are you thinking to yourself, okay, like, let's go bigger again in the 3 arena? Or is it like, you know what, it's dinner party, maybe we're a bit more intimate about this?
I think, again, you learn a lot. Like, with the show, the last time was huge, and it'll be like the stage and everything, I think it was like one of the biggest arena stages you could fit from width to width. So from a production point of view, I don't know if it'll be going as wide, but I am like...
You're going to ego ramp it right out into the middle, aren't you? Like 15 feet.
Am I, Dave? I'm thinking about it. It'll be different, but have a similar feel. And it'll be like, I love my intimate moments, and then I love the madness. But yeah, no, it's knowing what I know now, I'm very excited about it.
Okay, I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Especially like with the look at, like, I was in rehearsals there last week with my band, and like hearing the old songs, and like literally had magnets on a board with all the song names, and like moving stuff around, and like seeing what songs we're not playing, and
okay,
where the old ones fit into the new album, what ones fit in. Do you know what I mean?
Totally,
like, it's
totally,
it's just that when you have four albums, which is mind blown, yeah, you just like, it's actually more exciting. Yeah,
I'd say so. I collect guitars.
Yeah,
I have more guitars than Bryan Adams and fewer guitars than The Edge. So I want to
see how many guitars have you got.
Well, I want to see, where does Niall Horan sit? So
wow,
I have been good actually been selling guitars recently. I have 65 guitars.
Whoa.
Do you have more than me?
Less.
Really?
Do you know what? I opened up a storage unit that I hadn't been in about 7 or 8 years recently. Yeah. I found my old like 1D Strats that Fender gave me, and my Tellies, okay, and things like that. And then I've bought, at the start of every album, I buy a new acoustic guitar.
Right.
So I've definitely got four acoustics.
Right, yeah.
So and then I had a look through the storage unit, and I'm just keeping them. They're like, you know, they've played Croke Park and things like that. Yeah. They're all right.
So give me a vague number, ballpark.
40.
Okay, that's Bryan Adams level.
Is it?
I said it to The Edge, thinking like I'm cocky. At that point, yeah, I had 80 something. I was like, yeah, what have you got? And he went, 500.
Huh?
Like, literally has a warehouse and they're all labeled and he knows where everything is.
Oh my God. I seen a video recently of Chris Stapleton has a similar thing in Nashville. Yeah. He's got a warehouse just, and he's able to just go, wrote that guitar there, if I just slide it out.
And he knows what
it is. And he just said, I wrote Tennessee Whiskey on this. And you're like, sick animal.
I'm so excited that there's new Niall Horan music. I'm so excited that there's a show. I cannot wait to see you again on the Three Arena stage. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. And great to have you back, man.
Yeah, legend, bud. Thanks very much, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Dave Moore on Today FM.